Greetings, readers. Welcome to the July edition of Library News. Ready, Set, Adventure. Our youth summer reading program is off to a great start, and June was a busy month full of activities. The participants explored the world of wildlife, traveled around the world in a week, explored all things science, and discovered the magic of Disney all through fun-filled activities via Zoom. Learn more about the summer reading program at iowalibrary.blog.
Another exciting library program began last month as well. STEM with the Library for the teens in the Summer Leap program kicked off on June 16th with a visit from the Blank Park Zoo. Melanie from the zoo brought live animals and different pelts and tactiles for the students. They also learned about the library's Iowaponics program and had a visit from the Urbandale Police Department. Again, more information about this program can be found at iowalibrary.blog.
The library has a few new faces helping out this summer. We are excited to welcome Hannah and Julia. They are joining us this summer as part of the Iowa Governor's STEM Council Teacher Externship Program. They will be helping in the library with STEM, with the library programs, special library events, and other library duties and projects. They'll be with us for about 6 weeks. We are also so glad to be welcoming Ellie back to the library this summer as our Summer Vista. And joining Ellie is Taryn, another Summer Vista. We are excited to have them both helping out this summer with youth programs. Ellie and Taryn will be here for about 9 weeks.
The D-List is back. D-List stands for Digital List Including Special Titles. D-List allows the library to highlight audiobooks found in the library collection on various topics. This summer's D-List is focusing on travel. Contact the library to get signed up, and we will send you special cartridges with books dedicated to travel, exotic destinations, and guides to satisfy your wanderlust.
Now for the top 10 fiction books downloaded from Bard last month. Shadow Reels, a Joe Pickett novel, DB107461 by C.J. Box. The same day that game warden Joe Pickett is called out for a moose poaching incident, his wife Mary Beth opens an unmarked package at the library and finds a photo album belonging to a famous Nazi official. When a neighbor is murdered, Joe and Mary Beth realize they are in danger, and so are their girls. Violence and Strong Language, also a bestseller. The Investigator, DB107535, by John Sanford. Letty Davenport, adopted daughter of Lucas Davenport, is restless and bored in the desk job she has working for U.S. Senator Christopher Collis. He offers her the chance to investigate the theft of crude oil with a partner from the Department of Homeland Security. Letty and her partner, John Kaiser, soon encounter murder. Death of the Black Widow, DB107591, by James Patterson and J.D. Barker. On his first night with the Detroit Police Department, Officer Walter O'Brien is called to a murder scene. A terrified 20-year-old has bludgeoned her kidnapper with suspicious skill. She later disappears. When Walter is promoted to detective, he tries to track her down, but finds he's not the only one searching for her.
Run, Rose, Run, DB107053, Dolly Parton, James Patterson. Anna Lee Keys is hitchhiking her way to Nashville, determined to make it in the music industry. But she's fleeing her past, and her rise as a country music star is dogged by the dark secrets trying to destroy her. Violence and Strong Language. Dreamtown, DB107645, David Baldacci. Private investigator and World War II veteran Aloysius Archer heads to Los Angeles to ring in the new year with old friend and aspiring actress Liberty Callahan. But their evening is interrupted by screenwriter Eleanor Lamb, who fears for her life. Archer takes the case, but Eleanor soon disappears after a body is found in her home. The Paris Apartment, a novel, DB107433, Lucy Foley. In need of a fresh start, Jess heads to Paris to stay with her half-brother, Ben. Except Ben isn't home and his apartment is a lot nicer than she expected. The longer Ben stays missing, the more Jess digs into his life. To Jess, all of Ben's neighbors are suspects. Bestseller. One Step Too Far, a novel, DB106637, Lisa Gardner. On a bachelor party weekend, groom Timothy O'Day goes missing. Frankie Elkin volunteers to help with the last search for him. The rescue team is reluctant, but once they enter the woods where Tim disappears, Frankie realizes there's something more dangerous than nature stalking them. Strong language and some violence. Bestseller.
The Summer Getaway, DB107575, by Susan Mallory. Single mom Robin Caldwell needs a break and a plan, so she's thrilled when her great aunt Lillian invites her to Santa Barbara for the summer. Even as all of her loved ones follow her to California, spending time with free-spirited Lillian shows her new possibilities, if she can learn to take a chance on herself. Targeted, a Bob Lee Swagger novel, DB106627, by Stephen Hunter. After the events of Game of Snipers, DB96882, Swagger is summoned to testify by the United States Congress. While he is testifying, the auditorium where the committee is meeting is attacked. Swagger must rely on his instincts, his shooting skills, and a mysterious rogue sniper to save everyone. Violence and Strong Language, 2022. What Happened to the Bennets, DB107276, by Lisa Scott O'Line. After Jason Bennett and his family have an encounter with carjackers with ties to a drug trafficking organization, the Bennets are enrolled in the Witness Protection Program. But their lives begin to fall apart as they try to adjust to life in the program. And Jason realizes he needs to take matters into his own hands.
NLS has launched a Braille on Demand pilot project. As part of its Braille Modernization Initiative, the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled, NLS, has launched a Braille on Demand project. This project will allow active Iowa Library for the Blind patrons to request and receive up to one hard copy Braille title per month to keep for personal use. To be clear, this does not replace normal Braille circulation, but is a way to get a permanent copy of a title you will reread many times, like a cookbook or your child's favorite bedtime story. NLS must have an electronic version of a title in order to emboss it, so requested titles will be limited to Braille books that are currently available on Bard. Some older titles may not be available. The maximum number of books you may request is one per month. Only complete titles will be distributed. Please be considerate and only request those books you intend to read multiple times and have room to store. The form to request a Braille on Demand book can be found at surveymonkey.com/r/NLS Braille on Demand. Patrons may complete the form themselves or contact their network library for assistance. They may also contact NLS Reference at nlsref@loc.gov for assistance in completing the form. Please let us know here at the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled if you have any questions or need assistance in completing the form.
NLS has a newly created patron engagement section, and part of their mission is to offer services, resources, and programs to enrich the library experience for patrons. So they're going to host a quarterly Patron Corner virtual event via Zoom, where patrons can learn more about various services directly from NLS staff. The quarterly Patron Corners will occur on the second Monday of the third month of each quarter, with the next one being held Monday, September 12th at 6 p.m. Central Time. They will last for 1 hour and have a designated topic of discussion. The next two sessions after September are Monday, December 12th, 2022, and Monday, March 13th, 2023. Please contact the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled if you would like the Zoom link or dial-in number, or visit iowalibrary.blog to get the information.
The three authors of the 2022 All Iowa Reads titles will appear in the virtual visits this July. The visits are free and open to the public. Registration is required, however. At each event, the author will be joined by a moderator to discuss their books, creative process, and hear questions from attendees. Attendees will have the option to submit a question ahead of time when registering, or may include a question in the chat during the event. The first virtual visit is with Jennifer Longo, author of the 2022 Teen All Iowa Reads title, What I Carry, on Thursday, July 14th at 4:30 p.m. Tuesday, July 26th at 4:30 p.m. is a visit with Kate, O'Shaughnessy, author of the 2022 kids title, The Lonely Heart of Maple Lane. And Wednesday, July 27 at 7 p.m. is a visit with Rachel Manns McKinney, author of the 2022 adult title, The Butterfly Effect. To register for these events, go to the State Library of Iowa website at https://www.statelibraryofiowa.gov/.
Here are some ongoing events and programs at the library. IDB Read on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 a.m. Call the library to get the conference call number. The Library Chat Podcast. Last month, we talked about what books to read next, podcasts that can help you find your next book, and also the Great Reading Challenge, an adult reading program that is underway here at the library. We discuss books we have read or would like to read to complete some of the missions. Check out the podcast to get more information about the Great Reading Challenge.
On Friday, July 29th, the library will participate in STEAM on the Ridge in the Oak Ridge neighborhood in Des Moines. This event will provide students in grades K through 8 with different STEAM-related activities. STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Mathematics. The library will provide a hands-on Braille activity for the students. We are excited to be part of this event. And if you are in the Des Moines area on Saturday, August 20th, don't forget to visit the library's booth at the downtown farmers market between 7 a.m. and noon. The library will be closed Monday, July 4th for the 4th of July holiday. And last but not least, library news can now be found on Newsline. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!